open agenda, but let me go through the obligatory proposal comments and stuff, okay? All right. Okay, so today is November 24th, 2021. Almost 2022. Oh my goodness. All right. Call moderator, myself, Bree, recorder, Rochelle, Bree. More audio right now. I'm still working on a few things with the agendas and Gitbook. And we are actively seeking a proposal tracker. Team present, I'll include Rochelle this time, Jesse and David. Members present, myself, Splottingham, Ace, DJ, and a few in the audience listening. Okay, announcements. The weekly DAO call, or the DAO weekly call, is seeking interested persons to fill the role of proposal tracker. The very first hackathon has officially begun. Check it out, and there's a link. Job board for DAO positions and requests has been created in Telegram. Proposals. Effect Network Hackathon number 3, the final. Status active vote is yes. There are 0 no's and 2 abstains. Effect Network Hackathon continuation is now closed and executed. Add Workers' Choice Prize Pool to Hackathon is processing and rejected. Effects Pancake Swap LP Reward Farm finding 4 out of 4 is status is closed and executed. All right. Questions for the team or discussions with the team. Hackathon update from the team. And what could the DAO do to support marketing or other areas that might need some support? That's pretty much it. Okay.
Cool. All right. All right. Yeah. That sounded short. Cool. Was there a question in the end, or did I misunderstand?
Was there which? Sorry.
Did you pose a question? Like you said, question to the team or something?
Okay. I have one question, but it's not really for the team. But I'll add it here. Got 2 more points. This is not specifically for the team, but it relates to the hackathon. With the extension of the hackathon to 7 weeks, giving more time, is there any interest to enter a DAO collective team to create an app specifically for bringing income into the DAO membership, either for rewards or into the treasury? And then the other point of discussion I have is... it's not even open. It's not even really a discussion. Job board and Telegram. I've created the app and I need volunteers to work admin on it, because the last thing I want it to be is the free app. It needs to be a DAO community app. So there currently are 2 admin and I need more admin on it. If I were to drop off and disappear, it should still continue and have support community members. That is the whole agenda.
So do I understand you want to make you're going to participate in a hackathon, you're making an app, but you want it to be like a DAO entry? Is that
But it's not that I want to per se. It's the thought that hit my head that with the extended time frame, maybe we could. Do we want to discuss? Because I'm not a developer, so
I think as a DAO, it's a bit weird to have an entry.
Yeah, because the DAO will be voting as well, right? So there would be like a conflict of interest there.
Yeah, that as well.
But we could stipulate that as a DAO entry, we're not eligible for the prize.
I mean, if DAO members want to do something independently, that's cool. And if individuals want to join the competition, that's cool. I don't know necessarily what you mean by this like suggestion.
I don't know. I'm just thinking.
I think it makes more sense. Maybe you can find like a team within the DAO members and then register as a team in the hackathon. Katja, we need to register anyways on the dev post as a team.
Yeah. And then, okay, well, That's fine. Like I said, it was just a thought. I didn't have much for the agenda.
Yeah, no, it's a nice thought, but I was just thinking out loud. But I think it's better to just register as a team from members.
Okay. You can make a proposal if you want. Just like, you know, saying, hey, I'm starting a team. You should send me a message at whatever. That could be a way of doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Those proposals can be used just to like notify the DAO of things.
They could be, but yeah, it's not a big deal. It's just thought ahead. I'm not sure.
Maybe if you would want to do it, you could maybe just make, you know, you would say maybe this is, you have a team, this is my team, we're going to make this app and we want to post it under the banner of the DAO and put the funds there. I think you could do that in a proposal or something, and then the DAO can agree to sort of fly it. But I think it makes more sense to just team up with DAO members. I think that's more.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine. You guys should be with me with my thoughts. They're crazy sometimes.
That's a good creative talk, but I had to think of it for a second. But yeah, cool. And then the hackathon started. I think there was a question on how the DAO can help with the hackathon.
Yeah.
So
I know that would have to be a proposal. I don't necessarily mind putting a proposal in for that, but is there some need that we could help out with?
Of course, I think there's many, mainly promotion-wise, I think, but anything like encouraging people to participate, helping be inspiring to like people, maybe even have people maybe join the DAO and show, like, and everyone that does come in here should be feel very invited, I think. If new people come in to Discord for the hackathon, then yeah, that they should be very invited to join the DAO as well and to be part of this. I think the DAO is an important role there, like an important, just the community feeling of the DAO has to be there.
So one of the pieces that we're missing in our step-by-step guide is how to become a DAO member. Maybe that needs to be a focus. I mean, I want to say I could write it up, but honestly, we've been needing that for weeks and I haven't been able to get it written up. So too much other stuff going on, I guess. So it's currently in the job board postings, but maybe I'll create a more focused job posting and also make a proposal for that to have somebody do it. Or like a seeking kind of help.
Yeah, it would be good to have that guide for sure. That would help people also, yeah, new people that come in and how to join. That would be a great one. If someone could write it.
It gets hard to explain it to people over and over, and then like you get tired of explaining it, and it's not like a simple, oh, just go to the DAO Effect Network website. It's not really quite as simple as giving them that direction.
You will definitely save time to write out a good guide in the long term than to have, you know, offer support to everyone that's stuck.
So I guess we've got a few weeks, though. But if we tailor one of those specifically for that chat thread or in the hackathon, that might help.
That's definitely where the DAO can help as well. But anyone is, in the end, the goal of this hackathon is to get as many quality submissions in as we can, and also to have people join the Effect developer community or just the Effect community, basically, after creating their app and maybe even continue on working on those apps. But that's all part of, I think, the primary goal, which is get quality submissions. So yeah, that I think if you know people that might be capable of creating a simple app, I think the barrier of entry is like skill wise is pretty low. So I think we should be able to attract a lot of people to build. And if you know people in your environment or whatever, then I would also say just try to get them to join the hackathon. there's lots of prizes to be won. There's, I mean, you can learn a lot, and you don't need a lot of experience to join. Creativity is most important.
Yeah,
it's been extended, the deadline is it going to be like back to back for the two hackathons?
Could be. I don't think that's maybe the best to do. We don't have a date yet for the second one. There's no date yet. If it makes sense, if this one, we have to learn a lot from this one, I think, and then make sure that the next one is an improvement and an increase.
Right. Yeah. I'm not saying it should be back to back. I was just wondering because. Now there's a lot of time to develop things, and I'm pretty sure you can join in like in the middle of December, right, and participate even if you didn't start right away.
Yeah, true. So you can join in middle of December, even end of December, and just start whenever you want. Yeah. So it's a bit different than before.
But I'm also imagining that this is also like a learning opportunity for Effect Network itself as well, and that we need to incorporate those lessons that we learn along the way from this hackathon in order to make sure that the next hackathon, when the prize pool will potentially be bigger, I assume, that's also where we land on a more stable SDK, and that people can start building their businesses on top of Effect Network as well, because right now it's still a little bit unstable, and it's gonna still change a little bit before we get to that point where we can start supporting businesses. So yeah, I assume there's gonna be a couple of months in between.
That's good. I can see a lot of businesses I'm aware of being able to use this. That's when it could be interesting to do some real, like real world promoting in our local areas or to our local businesses that we know of as members, right?
I've also accepted and executed that test transaction for the multi-sig account.
Yeah, so that one is now operational. So we have the funds in there for the two proposals that got executed. They're now in the wallet called hackfund.efx. And that's where we put all the funds for the hackathon. So after this proposal that's currently active, that's all the funds from the DAO, and the foundation will also transfer its funds. I'll get them to transfer the funds. Instruct them, to transfer the funds to this wallet address. So everything will be in there for the prize money for the hackathon. It's a multi-sig between some members.
And then we won't be like sending out anything until after the competition's over.
Yeah, so basically we will get after the jury and the DAO has voted, we will get the list of winners. I don't know from the top of my head what the procedure is, but we need to collect wallets and stuff from the participants, from the teams, because what if one team is multiple people? I don't know the procedure, but we need to follow the procedure and send them the fund. In the end, collect the wallets for the teams that won and send them the funds at some point within the time frame, which I'm not sure what all the details are. But yeah, but that only happens after winner announcement, which is mid-January, I think.
The day that the voting ends, though, and the winner announcements, after that, we have to verify their eligibility. And when teams join, one person has to be, the person doing the submission on behalf of their team. And that person is the one that the funds get sent to. So, There's a couple things going on. It explains it a little bit in the rules on the hackathon about the prizes. So I know we'll have a little bit of time to work on our end to get things ready before we award them.
Cool, thanks. Clear. That makes sense. That makes sense. I should read the rules.
How's are you gonna work on the voting platform for the competition? The DAO, I mean, like the DAO voting for on projects.
Yeah, we'll start working on that really soon. With the extension, luckily we have a bit more time. It shouldn't take more than a couple of days to build it. So we'll get started on that. Yeah, in a few weeks, I think. Right now we're still working on like improving the SDK a bit. So there's still some improvements we could do that will help with the hackathon later on as well. So, but the voting platform is really important to get done, of course. But it won't be as complicated as it looks, because we're going to copy the current proposal system and it fits pretty well with what we need to do. So we're just going to make a new EOS account that hosts this smart contract and just add a few little things in the proposal smart contract. And then, yeah, then we'll just figure out. I think we need some brainstorm or discussion on the specifics. But I think we said before we'd have something maybe where every like submission is a proposal and then you just vote on them.
Yeah, I think people can just do like a yes, no, and maybe the people who get the most yeses are the victors.
Yeah, we could do yes, no, we could also do 1 to 10 or something, but maybe yes, no.
Yeah, we could also, I mentioned like an idea like that before, like you can give them a number, right? And then the people who get the most points, so like, if you think someone should be first place, you can give them 3 points. If you think someone should be second place, you can give them 2 points. And third place is 1 point. And then you just add all the points together, and then the top three teams win.
Yeah. Yeah, something like that. Or even voting categories. But I think what you said made sense. Something like that. Yeah, we need to write that out and then build it. Yeah.
Yeah, I noticed a few people in the Discord asking questions. So that's a good sign.
Yeah, we'll try to stay on top of it. There were some technical issues. We're definitely going to see technical issues because the SDK is pretty fresh and not really too much used yet. So, but that's really nice to see people are asking questions there. Yeah, and we have these office hours every day where we're going to like be dedicated on helping teams with the hackathon. But I think we're going to stay on top of the Discord channels.
Oh, it's going to be like every weekday until the end of the competition, for a month and a half.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think that's what we said we would do. Yeah, so for like 2 hours. Yeah. But we have like 5 developers that are there, so we can sort of, you know, rotate. I've always have 1 developer and 1 team member there, 2 people there during these sessions. We'll see how busy it gets, right? If it's really active and busy, then we'll just spend more time and energy on it.
Yeah, that's the idea. Yeah, we're already scheduling in like 2 people teams every day for those 2 hours for support.
Great, thanks. Now, of course, yeah, weekends is also.
This reminds me of university.
I do think that was before, like, we announced the extension. So, but yeah, it'll be useful as well. Like, we'll see. We'll see how busy it gets.
I'm curious, is there a Telegram? Like, do developers tend to use Telegram? Okay.
I think there's a guy or two that I met him like from the Orion Telegram, and I recommended it, but not that many that I've seen.
Okay, so it's not worth creating a Telegram channel for developers specifically.
I think that's why we're pushing everything to the Discord.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think you want to split up the chats because it's easier if multiple channels for everything.
Yeah, right now there's this discussion on the hackathon page itself on DevPost. But we're trying to keep it all on Discord.
Okay, yeah, I just had no idea if there was a large contingency of developers that use Telegram. But if there's no point if it's not a normal forum for them.
I mean, it does keep switching from place to place depending on like whichever new platform comes along along the way. So like a couple of years ago, it was definitely Telegram, but I have noticed as well, like personally, that it has shifted much more to Discord in the past 2 years. For example, all other blockchain related projects that I know of are on Discord, and that's where the developers tend to congregate these days.
Okay. Yeah, that's good to know. Yeah. I've noticed that with a lot of groups too. They're trying to get their members to move over to Discord.
You know, after about this Thanksgiving week, I'll review the videos you're making for SDK. I think I'm going to start, like talking about it in various Telegrams, see if I can attract more people. Particularly developers to try to build something. Because I think you could probably do that in Telegrams, but it's better to like corral them into the Discord.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, like there's plenty of people like, you know, on other Telegram. It's just you got to be like, you don't want to, you know, be like, look like a shill, right? You have to have some sort of finesse about, you know, recommending a hackathon, right?
Yeah. Well, you would understand that better than I.
Yeah, indeed. The hackathon feels more wholesome. It doesn't feel like you're shilling people when you're trying to get them to build something.
Yeah.
Or maybe that's just me.
No. I've had a few Telegram interactions very recently, as also over the years, but the ones who are coming in because of pure shill, they're annoying after a while because it like they just don't understand the project. I mean, even people who are upset with things, if they understand the project, they're still paying attention, even if they're not actively participating. But this. The ones who just come in because they heard a YouTube video and they don't understand the project, they don't get it. And then they're upset because the price is down or something and they just don't. Okay. Anyway, it's nice to have something really substantial to shill instead of just a token. Like the hackathon is substantial.
Yeah,
people just posting the dev post link and all that. You can go from there.
Mm-hmm. Rochelle, I've got a request. Can you create a job board Discord channel for me under the DAO? And I'll duplicate the postings from the Telegram group into the Discord. And is there any way that I could be more of an admin on that one thread or that one channel? As opposed to the whole Discord server?
Yep, gotcha. Just created it and I'll let you manage it.
Awesome. Awesome. Because whatever gets posted in the Telegram should be equally posted in Discord. It's just trying to reach the two audiences, you know? And any admins in Telegram should be people who are on Telegram anyway a lot. So far, they've got about 3 job postings so far. Oh, and Alex, would you be an admin on the Telegram one?
I guess you can add me. I can't promise I'll always be on there, though.
No, that's fine. The whole point is to have a bunch of people. Trusted people, I suppose, but a bunch of people with full admin. If somebody leaves or drops off, there's still somebody who can control the channel, right? So far, it's just myself and Manfred.
Yeah, sure.
I'd like to see like maybe 5 or 6 full admin out of the community. Okay, thanks.
And so the way
an invite list.
And the, well, yeah, I'll have to read the postings you have there.
Mm-hmm. I can do that at your leisure. There's not a big rush on it. I haven't publicized it yet. I just tested it out with Manfred. I also want people to feel like it's a DAO initiative, not a Bree initiative. So I need the other people. Anyway, I think this hackathon is really exciting. Coming together. There's participants on there who have never heard of Effect Network before, so that's exciting. All right. Does anybody have anything more they want to talk about the hackathon or any questions for the team while we've got them? Otherwise, I don't really have anything left.
I think we're good. I guess next few months will be the hackathon progress chat
or something. Yeah, I guess so. Well, you never know. Something might come up that needs to be addressed.
Yeah, I know. The only thing we may want to consider is if you're going to have, you know, like a big hackathon, I don't know if we want to like spend funds already, you know, preparing for that one too. I don't know how big the prize you're thinking of the second one.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if like the math works out that we should start, you know, already preparing for it.
I had that thought too. Right about that, I was thinking. Yeah. We should be taking a little bit at a time and start building up that fund right now.
Sounds like a good idea. At least to start figuring out in what ballpark we should be aiming for.
Mm-hmm. What would be, are we thinking that the second one would be, well, I guess originally we were thinking like a junior hackathon and then like a senior or a major hackathon. If this is a junior, what equates to a major hackathon?
More people. I think that's the main.
So a broader audience? A broader scope of people joining?
Potentially also a more professional audience,
mm-hmm.
instead of university students.
So targeting businesses?
Potentially.
Yeah, the second hackathon, that's when you're going to have the like the V1 of the SDK ready, right?
Yeah, that's the idea. Right now we're still in beta. Making sure that we work out all of the bugs and all of the flows of how it works. All of the little details and the ins and outs of it.
Yeah, so we'll see how long that takes. We don't want to rush that type of thing.
Yeah, exactly.
When this hackathon is over, reviewing everything that we've done, prep-wise, all the events happening, in the aftermath, and using that as a learning opportunity to know what works, what we should have done, what went well, what didn't work, and whatnot, so we're better prepared with the larger hackathon. Every metric right now with this one is being recorded, so we can, reflect on what happened and improve for the next one.
Well, what if we looked at having a fall hackathon? And that would give quite a few months to really refine and reflect and make the changes. Rather than a January or spring one.
So that'll be like
almost a year, yeah.
Well, I don't think we should set the time now. I think we just should see like how long it takes to get the SDK 1.0 up, one where we're like very confident, where we're ready to advertise it to businesses as feature complete. So I don't know how long that'll take.
I was also thinking about collecting prize pool money too at a slower pace, like a lower amount each month or each cycle.
Yeah, that's something the DAO may want to discuss. It's like I'm more like, I guess, maximizer, where I'm like, let's just get it all over with.
Yeah, but it's really harsh on people who are only seeing the rewards that month. Like, we lost a few members because the rewards were so low when the pancake pool and the effect amounts were being pulled out of the budget, the cycle budget. Just to minimize that impact a little bit.
Well, I mean, we should have a sentiment proposal for something like it then. I would vote for just maximizing it because, like, I don't like, maximum, I mean, it doesn't matter. Like when we use a lot of the budget, it's like a really small amount, but if we just use it all up and then later it'll be like, back to decent sized amounts faster. Rather than just like
slice.
Okay. Like I'd rather we just use up the whole budget for like a month or two, and then after that we go back to normal rather than like say using half the budget for like 4 months.
Well, I guess we could pull out a sentiment on that one. No big deal there, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, for now, we'll just wait on, Jesse and David and all the other team to decide what you think is a good amount for, like, the big... Because, I mean, I'm sure you're focused already just on the first hackathon now, but general ballpark of where we're going for the second hackathon, so then we can decide how soon we should start preparing for it and if we want to do it fast or slow.
Mm-hmm.
Assuming everything goes well, yes. Assuming that, like, I believe that we have like a really good working idea and now we're testing it and there might be a chance that we might need to pivot a little bit like in certain aspects of it. But yeah, assuming that, and this hackathon goes well and with what we learned along the way and with what we need to change for the next one.
Well, and if it doesn't go well, it can always just be refunded back to the fee pool.
Mm-hmm. But it will go well.
Yeah, I believe so too. But indeed.
This is just really, it's the time, right? It's having the patience to manage the time that it takes to do things. It's one thing I find Maybe it's my age. I don't know. But everything's so impatient nowadays. You used to have to, you know, mail a letter to somebody and it took a week. I remember that. Now it's like all instant. And this world of crypto is so quick and instant. People don't have the patience. Lots of people don't. Some do. Just moving through the time it takes. But this, I feel so positive about this. This is going to be just fine. It's going to be great. And I'm really excited to have all the kinks worked out. So this SDK is fluid, solid, version one, version two, and it's just everybody can move along, get the automation in place, and get those businesses in. So that's kind of, but step by step, right? That's going to be good.
Yeah, indeed. Like, even me, like, I find it very difficult to keep up with all of the innovation even happening within this relatively niche of a space.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot, and it's all of it is coming all at once, and yeah, it's just very difficult to keep up with all of it.
Yeah, and if you get narrow focused so that you're not getting overwhelmed, then you later find out you missed something you really needed to know. It's just crazy right now. Mental health must be an issue for a lot of people in this space. All right. I feel like we're just having a conversation now and we're sort of not really having a meeting anymore. That's fine. I think we covered everything. Yeah, I think we're good for now. There really isn't much we can do right now, and I haven't caught wind of any real issue that's new or that we can address right now. So I think it's just focus on this hackathon, do a good job, and as a community, let's do what we can to support it and get it out there.
Exactly. Cool. Yeah, no, definitely. Let's make this hackathon a success. And I'm really excited about it. I think we're going to get some good submissions in, and yeah, I think the SDK and everything right now, the status is looking pretty good. It's usable. And I think, yeah, people can really get creative in this hackathon and build cool things. So let's all be there and support the teams and be inviting for new people joining.
Okay. And I'll do the best I can to get a guide together, and I'll pass it on to Rochelle and she can post it where she thinks most appropriate to access hackathon participants.
Awesome. Cool. Thanks, everyone. I'm gonna get back to work, but I'll see y'all next week.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then Discord.
Yeah. I'm really looking forward to tomorrow's workshop because Jesse's going to touch on, you know, building on the Effect Network, and I think that will be very inspiring to people who are thinking about joining or who have already joined the hackathon, you know.
Oh, yeah.
You'll get a lot of inspiration and ideas. Oh, I know what to build now.
Definitely. I think it's important, especially for new people, to see what can be done. Yeah, watch the workshop tomorrow. The workshop, it will be like, yeah, presentation workshop. It's a start to get some inspiration.
Hopefully we'll hear you.
Yeah, no, last time was, horrible. The setup was horrible. Apologies for that. I was like, Chris was streaming it, but my sound was coming out of his speaker and being fed back into his microphone, which like was something stupid with the setup. So apologies for that. That was not, it wasn't good. But this time will be better, promise. I'm gonna head off, but thanks everyone.
All right.
See you next week.
Thanks. See you next week.
Bye-bye.
See you, bye.
Today's was immediately better with David and Jesse together, or Lawrence together.
I know. It was interesting. It was too bad though, because it was to set the tone of the whole thing, right? But anyway.
Yeah, not too terrible. I know once the holiday passes and after I do my workshop, I think I'm gonna go in and add the captions, especially for Jesse's part, So people can at least read what he says. Even though, I mean, you turn up the volume really loud, you can hear him, but I'm going to try to make it a little better accessible.
Well, sounds good.
Or if anything, like, we can redo it and post it again.
Yeah, that's true. You do have, like, you know, 2 months now. Probably have more videos out.
Yeah,
exactly.
If you don't have, like, anyone in office hours, maybe you can just create a video.
Yeah, exactly. Like, just do it again, and we can post that, like, for everyone else that, like, watches it later on again.
And then we can, like, aggregate all in the guide section on the docs.
Exactly.
All right, well, I'm going to head on out, too, and eat a lunch. I'll see you all next week.
Enjoy your lunch. Me as well. I'm also going to head out. Good to see everybody. And yeah, I'll see all of you next week again.
Bye.
All right. Thank you. See you both.
Have a great week, everybody.
Thank you. Ciao. Take care.